What's up, Teletuners?
I'm Megan.
And I'm Chloe.
And you're listening to Teletoons with Meg and Chloe on WIUX B-Side Internet Radio. Yeah, we killed that.
That was so good.
That was so good. we didn't practice that at all, honestly.
No, guys,
like, we didn't have a script or anything. We just knew what to do. This is our Pretty Little Liars episode. Finally!
Finally!
It's been how long? A month?
It's been like a month since we've been in the studio. Yeah, since we've been in the studio together.
Mm-hmm.
Because Little Miss Someone had a concussion.
Who?
I don't know.
I don't know either.
I don't know how she got it.
It's like one of us in this room, and I'm about 70% sure it wasn't me.
Oh.
Do you want to say a little about your concussion, about your time down?
Yeah. No, that's okay.
That's real. We had our time apart, which was sad. And yeah, that's what's going to make tonight even better.
It's going to be amazing.
This is our extravaganza. Yes. Meg and Chloe are back in the studio together.
We're back and we're really happy to be back.
Exactly.
And
better than ever.
I have a lot of things to say.
Me too. One. No, I don't know. So today's show is for Pretty Little Liars, which we wanted to do before Halloween.
Yes.
Because it does give spooky kind of vibes. But I also just think it's like fitting for like fall turned winter.
Yeah.
I don't know.
I'm pretending it's still fall. I'm pretending it's not winter yet. So
it's like not quite. Today was nice.
Today was real more nice. Fall. The past 2 days were winter and yep. I was sad about it.
Oh.
I know Megan was happy about it.
I just love the snow.
She was like,
I'm like Lorelai from Gilmore Girls.
You picked me up. Megan did me a favor and she picked me up sometime and she was like glowing. It was like there was like snowflakes in her hair. I was like, she's like so winter.
That's what I was saying. Because me and my roommates were casting ourselves, like tag yourself as like a season. Mm-hmm. What are you? And I was like, they tagged me as fall, which I appreciate and I like that. Mm-hmm. But I feel like I give more winter.
Yeah.
But
I think a little bit of fall.
What do you think about you? I think that you give kind of spring.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh my gosh, I try to give fall, but
I was gonna say fall as well, but like your eyes give spring, but like you give fall.
Thank you.
Sorry, I'm getting off track.
We have a lot to say.
We have a lot to say. We haven't seen each other in a few days, but still, we barely got any time.
Barely.
Whatever. So, this first song is by Cage the Elephant. This is Trouble.
Trouble almost all my life. My sweet love, won't you pull me through? got so much to lose, got so much to prove. God, don't let me lose my mind.
That was Trouble by Cage the Elephant, and that was a Megan pick.
Yup. I picked that one because it just gives the vibe of, like, something has happened, you know, something bad is happening in Oz
kind of vibes. Bad.
I just think it really, it gets, like, the vibe. Okay, the scene that I picture in my head when that happens is the scene with, like, when the four girls are standing outside of the church.
Yeah.
That's what that gives.
And they all get that A text. Mm-hmm. Oh my gosh.
That's what that song gives
to me.
So but
spooky.
Let's talk a little bit about the plot.
Yes. So if you do not know, if you've never seen it, Pretty Little Liars is a teen drama show. It aired on ABC Family in like 20...
I mean...
It was like 2010s.
2010s, like 2012.
I feel, yeah, I like 20, 2012 era. I don't know. Someone knows.
Someone knows. Not us.
But... I feel like, yeah, it's very 2010s. But basically, the show is about these four girls, and their names are Aria, Emily, Spencer, and Hannah. And they were all best friends. They were also best friends with this other girl, Allie. And she was their ringleader. They were a group of five. And one summer, Allie disappears. And the fall after she disappears, her body is found. It's really sad. They start getting texts from this mysterious person named A, who knows all of their secrets and threatens to tell everyone and is blackmailing them, basically. And it brings them a lot closer together, but they also are trying to figure out who the blackmailer is, and they're also trying to figure out who killed Allison, because they don't know. So it's kind of like a spooky mystery teen drama.
Mm-hmm. It's good stuff. It's like, they think, because A, of course, they think it's Allison,
yes.
And they're like, wait, could that be Allison? But they're like, no, like, they just found her body, whatever, stuff like that. Crazy stuff happens. So many characters are involved. So many mysteries are uncovered,
yes.
Not even just the one.
Right. There's, like, so many.
So much going on in this town.
Little town of Rosewood, Pennsylvania.
Oh, I didn't know it was Pennsylvania.
Yeah.
But turns out, like, as they go along, they learn more and more about Allison, like, their friend who they thought they knew, and they're discovering more and more about her as they encounter this A person, and as they discover other mysteries that happened around town and stuff, and they discover that Allison was not a very good person.
No. Well, they kind of knew she wasn't, because she was kind of a horrible friend to them. And the thing they talk about in the show is, like, when they were friends with Allison, they were all friends with her, but not really friends with each other. And when she left, they all were like, oh, you're actually cool. I don't know why Allison made me feel like I had to, like, compete with you. Like, it was a very toxic thing.
Yeah, they, like, fell apart after. And then, well, the first episode starts with Aria coming back from Iceland.
Iceland, yeah.
She comes back from Iceland, and she sees, like, Emily, and they're, like, chatting. They're like, hey, like, where's everyone else? And it turns out Hannah's the queen bee now. And Spencer's just all, like, immersed in her academics. So all of these girls had, like, their own insecurities and stuff, and Allison really took control of that and really took advantage of them using those insecurities, which then A does to them as well. A, like, blackmails them with, like, money, but with also with, like, information. It's really interesting. This next one is a Chloe pick.
Actually, wait, I'm gonna switch my song.
Okay,
wait, do the one we talked about, the Ethel Cain one.
Okay, so where was it? sorry where is it? Oh, I see. Okay. I see.
This is because we were talking about Allison, so this is my Allison song.
I never use Apple. Like, I've never used a Mac before, so I'm like, we're on Chloe's laptop because I had complications. So
technical difficulties
struggling
in the studio.
So this next one is a Chloe pick.
This one is my Allison song. Little disclaimer, sorry, this song has a lot of curse words, but don't pay attention to those. Pay attention to the other lyrics.
Yes.
I will talk about why I chose this after, but this is F Me Eyes by Ethel Cain.
She's got her makeup done and her high heels on. She's got her hair up to God. She's gonna get what she wants. Her nails are hot, great red, cause she's a bad motherfucker. And all the boys wanna love her when she bucks her fuck me eyes. just laughs and says I'm not. She really taught me well. She's no good at raising children, but she's good at raising hell. Her daddy keeps her in a box, but it's no good. The boys can't get enough of her and her honey. Fuck me eyes.
F Me Eyes by Ethel Kane. Not the whole thing because she's really long.
Oh, yeah, I'm sorry.
I chose that song because Little Miss Allison De Laurentiis, like, she acts a lot older than she is, and she's very manipulative, and she kind of has this reputation of just, like, kind of manipulating everyone she wants, like, getting with guys, getting with older guys, and I feel like everyone in the show kind of treats it like it's, like, a powerful thing, but really she's just a child, and I feel like that song is just because she thinks that she is a lot older than she is, and she thinks she's a lot in more control than she is.
Which is interesting because we were just talking about the actress that played Allison was 12 when she filmed the show.
Crazy.
All the other girls are like late teens, 20s when they were like playing the characters that are in their teens. And she was 12 years old, which is crazy.
It is crazy. Yeah, we'll talk about a little bit more about the show. We'll talk about it more later, but the show has some gross things.
Yeah.
Relationships.
It's true.
But anyways,
this song that I picked is kind of because it's, I don't know, I feel like it really plays into like the mystery of it all. And so this song kind of has a lot of lore. Shout out to Mrs. Sila, Gabby's mom, for showing me this song because it's really interesting. And like, if you really listen to the words, it's very mysterious. And that's kind of how the show is, where it's like, I don't know. The song is a big mystery, but then by the end of it, like, the lesson is, like, she's singing about, it's called Ode to Billie Joe, I'll just say that now, by Bobby Gentry. She's singing about this person who died. His name is Billy Joe. Not Billy Joel, Billy Joe.
Thank you.
Because I kept getting confused, whatever. But so, it was, so she's singing about this guy who died. And everyone's talking about it like, oh, whatever, whatever. And they're talking about it like over dinner and stuff like that, mm-hmm. as if like, oh, that's just a crazy thing that happened. But then the theme of it is that no one really cares that she dated him. Like the girl who's writing the song dated him, the guy who died. Right. And so that's like, I think it plays into the show so well because mm-hmm. Allison died, but all of these girls end up having a reason to hate her.
Right.
So it's like no one really like, they're not really suspecting each other. They're not really like thinking about, oh, how did this affect you? They're just thinking about, wow, that's like everything that happened was crazy. So this next song is Ode to Billy Joe by Bobby Gentry.
It was the 3rd of June, another sleepy, dusty Delta day. I was out chopping cotton and my brother was baling hay. And at dinner time we stopped and walked back to the house to eat. And Mama hollered at the back door, y'all remember to wipe your feet. And then she said, I got some news this morning from Choctaw Ridge. Today, Billy Joe McAllister jumped off the Tallahatchie Bridge. And Papa said to Mama as he passed around the black-eyed peas, well, Billy Joe never had a lick of sense. Pass the biscuits, please. There's 5 more acres in the lower 40 I got to plow. And Mama said it was a shame about Billy Joe anyhow. Seems like nothing ever comes to no good up on Choctaw Ridge. And now Billy Joe just jumped off the Tallahatchie Bridge. Brother said he recollected when he and Tom and Billy Joe put a frog down my back at the Carroll County Picture Show. And wasn't I talking to him after church last Sunday night? Piece of apple pie, you know it don't seem right. I saw him at the sawmill yesterday on Choctaw Ridge. And now you tell me Billy Joe's jumped off the Tallahatchie Bridge. Mama said to me, child, what's happened to your appetite? And you haven't touched a single bite. That nice young preacher, Brother Taylor, dropped by today. Said he'd be pleased to have dinner on Sunday. Oh, by the way, he said he saw a girl that looked a lot like you up on Choctaw Ridge. And she and Billy Joe was throwing something off the Tallahatchie Bridge. A year has come and gone since we heard the news about Billy Joe. Brother married Becky Thompson, they bought a store in Tupelo. There was a virus going round, Papa caught it and he died last spring. Now, Mama doesn't seem to want to do much of anything. And me, I spend a lot of time picking flowers up on Choctaw Ridge.
drop them into the muddy water off the Tallahatchie Bridge.
That was Ode to Billy Joe by Bobby Gentry. I hope you liked that song, because when Mrs. Silas showed me that song, I was like, oh my gosh. I also hope you like listened to the words, because it's very like she's telling a story there. So it's not really like, ooh, but vibes. It's really repetitive because she's telling you like a crazy story.
It was very folksy. I liked it.
Yeah, it's so like spooky. Anytime I hear it now, I'm like haunted because it's like so scary to me. But yeah, it's really interesting. It's and that haunted. Like that whole song, like this is just a little side story. But also, if you're just now tuning in, you're listening to Teletoons with Megan Clough on WIXB Side Internet Radio. This is our Pretty Little Liars episode.
Yeah.
But that song has like a lot of like lore, which like people don't know why did Billy Joe jump off the Tallahatchie Bridge? Like what did they throw off the Tallahatchie Bridge? Like there's so many things and people can like speculate and stuff. But if you are interested in that story, I say look it up because there's so many theories and it's really, really cool.
Yeah.
But yeah, let's get into it. What character is your favorite? And what character do you think you are?
Okay. My favorite character towards the end is Spencer.
Real.
I think I am Hannah.
Okay. I love that.
I love her so much. What about you?
I think that I am Spencer.
Okay.
And my favorite character is Toby.
Aww.
I love
Toby.
Okay,
wait. Who's your favorite liar? Like, who's your favorite girl? Is it Spencer?
Emily.
Okay, true, true.
I love Emily. She's my fave.
She's so sweetie pie.
She is so sweetie. Who's your least favorite? Everyone's got a least favorite in this show.
Oh, my gosh. Wait, I'm, like, blanking.
My
like,
least favorite is Arya next. I just cannot think. And, like, oh, yeah, sorry, you go.
No, I know why people don't like her. I just can't seem to hate her.
That's like
no matter
her
how
outfits kill me.
No matter how hard I try, I can't hate her. And I know that I probably should, but, like,
no, don't let anybody dim your sparkle. Don't let anybody tell you who you should and shouldn't
hate. Like, no, there are definitely times in the show where I really hate her. Like, there's one specific time where I was like, I'm going to punch this girl. But I think there are other times where I'm like, oh my gosh, she's just like, she's been through so much and I feel so bad
true.
For her.
It's true.
And I think she has a really warped perception of reality and I don't think it's her fault. So I think that's why she's a bad person.
Arya apologist.
Yeah, I'm an Arya apologist.
Apologize
everybody,
for her. Love that.
Everybody, my friends are going to hate me.
Why? Whatever.
But no, I feel like my least... oh my gosh, I'm trying to think of like my least favorite character because there's so many like...
There's so many like...
Little...
Mona, bro.
Least favorite... Oh my gosh. I know. Two least favorite characters. Ezra or Paige.
Paige! Oh my god! I forgot about her! Sorry, no, headphone users.
No, I...
Oh my god, I hate her! I hate her.
No, okay, because me and my friend...
No one else
who,
is in the studio, sorry.
If my friend Kavi is listening, me and her had a night where we ranked the entire, like, all of the Pretty Little Liars characters
ever. Oh, that's
good. And we were like, hate, die. And we had a category, and it was like Ezra, Ian, and then like all of the other like
Ian.
Show villains.
Ian.
And then we had a category that was Paige right after that because she's so much worse.
When she did the karaoke, bruh. Remember when she did karaoke at Emily?
Yeah.
This is gonna sound crazy. Excuse me, I just burped. I kinda like Ezra. I know that he's a psychopath. And I just burped again. And he got with a high schooler, and that's wrong. Mm-hmm. But I like him as a character.
Okay.
Is that crazy?
Yeah.
I just think, like, he's not, like, I don't think, and I know, like, it's not, they romanticize a relationship between a teacher and a student. It's not
Bleh.
Okay. It's not legal,
Bleh.
And that's disgusting and foul. But I don't think that Ezra is, like, a bad person.
Mm. Okay. I really disagree, but
go
you know
on.
What? Oh my goodness, are we going to get into a Teletoons debate?
Well, actually, yes, let's spice it up.
Okay, wait, let me explain if people don't know. So Arya and Ezra, Arya's the one of the main characters.
Ezra
is her teacher. They get together in the first episode, and he is just, I don't know, I think he's so creepy and weird.
I think he's creepy and weird, too.
Because in the beginning, he's like, oh, I met her at a bar and I didn't know she was a high schooler, and then I found out after that she was going to be my student for the year. But the thing is, spoiler.
Oh, yeah. Wait.
This is why I have to.
Yeah, no, that's
like,
real.
No matter what, because
turns out all along he knew that she was.
Yes.
He knew who she was.
Yes. He knew
so he had to
yeah.
have known that she was. Oh, yeah. You're so right.
Yeah.
And that
and
is weird.
That's why I was like giving you those faces because I was like, do you
remember? Yeah, because you guys can't see. She is giving me faces. It's like hardcore. But so I, yeah, totally. I forgot about that. Yeah, because he is a big fat weirdo for that. But I don't know. Like, I just. When he's on the screen and stuff like that, I think he's cute.
Mm-hmm.
And I did really like, growing up, when I didn't realize mm-hmm. that the situation was really, I watched the show in sixth grade and I really liked Ezra.
Like, but I think there are aspects to his character that they like, I think they make it really difficult for you to hate him.
Yeah. Because they really like, romanticize
him. He's like really smart. He's like very sweet. But then like, when you look at it, if you look at it with like a critical lens, you're like, oh, this is really gross.
Critical, logical, you know, like all of the things. Mystical, magical.
But they make him seem like he's a really, really good guy.
Mm-hmm. And then they're even like, oh my god, yes. Because then when he like reveals that when Arya finds out that he knew who she mm-hmm. was all along,
yeah,
he's like, oh, but like this and that. And then like they make you like, they're like, okay, yeah, I take it all back. Ezra's a creep and I don't actually.
He is a creep.
I don't like that. Yeah. But, he like they make you like, oh, he was just like, oh, he was just trying to like, no, don't do that. Like, that's bad. That's wrong.
Don't
he
do
knew
that.
She was a high schooler and he like, slept with her.
He also got with Allison.
So yes, like who was a high schooler.
He has a pattern, and so like he was writing a book about Allison,
freak.
And then just the book became about Arya and all of her friends. So he like has a relationship and has a friendship with all of them, and it's creepy and it's weird. And the show is like, oh yeah, it's just a teacher like hanging out with all his friends who are all his students, and it's really weird. But this next song is for Arya, and it's also in a weird way kind of about Arya and Ezra because in the show, I'm very vocal that I just like it. They have like this weird star-crossed lovers thing where they're like, we can't
be together.
No one wants us to be together.
I think he actually drops the line, age is just a number.
He
does drop that line.
He
I
says
think.
Something like, at one point, he's like, I don't see you. Like, I see you as an adult. Like,
which is weird. She's 16. Next.
Oh my gosh. But
Ezra, don't be weird.
The song is like, one, she's kind of like the emo girly, she's the artsy girly, and I feel like she thinks that she's Bella Swan. So like she's like, oh my gosh, he's my Edward and I'm Bella. So this song is from the Twilight soundtrack. This is Decode by Paramore.
Such fools of ourselves. Do you see what we've done? We're gonna make such fools.
That was, I kind of cut it off early.
Decode by
that was
Paramore.
Decode by Paramore.
Oh, I was like, wait, what?
I thought she was over. That was Decode by Paramore. That was my Aria song. And you can hate Aria, but, and maybe you can hate on her later outfits, but you can't hate on her outfits in season one and two because they're so good. And my they're my entire Pinterest board. Okay, that's
it. Oh, no. Those are my least favorite of her outfits.
You don't like her, like, early outfits?
No, they make me giggle. Like, her, like, weird yellow skirt that she rocks in the first season with, like, a tie and shit.
I don't...
Stuff.
I don't think that's in the first season, because the outfits I like are the not the yellow ones. The outfits are like, she's like maroon, black, like purple.
I never really love Aria. Oh, she's pulling it up.
I'm pulling it up. I'm pulling it up.
She needs to prove. Yes.
I'm pulling it up. Let's anyways.
But yeah, let's... okay. Well, what's your favorite season?
My favorite season is season two.
Okay.
And I think... I like season one. Season one just makes me angry because the entire time, like, they're trying to prove that this one person killed Allison. And, like, this is kind of the theme of the entire show, but it just made me mad specifically in season one because I wasn't used to it yet. They're like, no, the girls are lying. The girls are lying. And I'm like, why are you believing, like, this, like, creepy man,
believing one person over these four girls?
It doesn't make sense. And I don't understand.
We have evidence too.
I don't understand why you would think that these four girls murdered their friend versus this guy who was dating her and was older than her and had a wife.
Yeah,
like, weird. It made me angry. And then season two, I feel like it got into the meat. It, like, we actually started to, like, get into, like, I don't know. I feel like that's, like, peak A. Like, A was doing crazy things. Yeah. Like, I don't know. I thought it was good. What about you?
I really liked season one. We were just talking about this because she told me that I had to prep for this question. I haven't seen the show in years. Chloe, it's fresh on her mind. Yeah. She just watched it.
I watched it over the summer. Like, I started it in the spring, but then, like, it's a long show. I didn't watch the last season. I didn't even finish season six because it's a time jump and it's bad.
It's really... The last two seasons are, like... I honestly think it starts kind of falling off in season five.
It does.
And yeah. I get exhausted, but, sorry. The lights just flickered. Ooh, what was that?
It's the Demogorgon.
The Demogorgons. everyone look out for season five.
Stranger Things.
That's exciting. But I like season one because my favorite plot line that they have in it, maybe not my favorite. I'd have to, like, that thing, it's been so long. Mm-hmm. The last time I watched it was probably my freshman year here at college. Wow. And my favorite season is season one because I love Toby. I love Toby so much.
We love Toby.
And I love Spencer. And they have, like, a blossoming relationship. And theirs is my favorite to, like, see play out. Because I think that Spencer deserves to be happy. And
he makes her so happy.
And then he also deserves to be happy because he was treated so horribly.
He was treated so horribly
by his stepsister and Allison. Mm-hmm. So it's like, and I just love Toby, and I think he's so nice and so misunderstood. But yeah, I just think that they're one of my favorite couples. What's the guy that Hannah dates name?
Caleb. They're my favorite couple.
They're cute, but I just don't love Caleb that much.
I actually love him so much because I think he's, like, such a scruffy, weird little guy. And I'm like, my favorite. I'm like, he's just like, he's like, I'm a coder. I, like, hack into things. And, like, he, like, breaks, like, the law. And he's, like, this, like, rugged, like, foster kid. And I'm like, yes. And also.
I'm like, yes.
Actually, no. I'll talk about that later when I play my Hannah song.
Okay, real.
I have a lot to say about Hannah and Caleb.
Yeah, that's real.
But
I love Spencer. And let's talk about Spencer just a little bit. I said I like season one. Yeah. Mm-hmm. So her plot line kind of comes from, Allison kind of blackmails her because she had kissed her sister's boyfriend, or was it fiance?
Fiance.
And it's, like... It's a weird thing. It's happened two times in Spencer's life where she kisses her sister's fiance.
Who is older than her because her sister is graduating from high school and she is in high school.
Yeah, it's really weird. They really play into those themes there. I don't think they were thinking about that.
No, I don't think they were. I don't think
they really thought all that through. But so Spencer's whole thing is that she has had complications with that. So A is blackmailing her with that information and pictures and, like, evidence and stuff like that. And that's why they think that maybe Spencer killed Allison, kind of thing, because they're like, oh, well, like, she knew this, whatever.
Yeah.
They discover that A knows all of these things that only Allison knew.
Right.
So that's why they're like, how does, you know. Mm-hmm. Also, did you know who the original A was?
It was supposed to be, yeah.
It was supposed to be Aria.
It was supposed to be Aria, and I think that would have been so good.
It would have been good, but everyone figured it out, like, way too... It was in... It's Aria in the books, but they found out...
I thought in the books it was Allison.
I didn't think it... I'd have to check. But they... What were they saying? I don't know. But, audiences, like, found it out too soon, so they were like,
and they changed it, and it made me really angry.
Me too. It would have been a good plot line.
Would have been a plot line, because... The final, not like the AD, like the one in the later seasons, but like the final A, like reveal it made, I'm not going to talk about it.
So this is silliness.
It just made me like so angry. I felt like I had wasted, like I loved that I watched the show because it was really good, but I was like, oh, okay.
Like,
like the whole mystery, like there were some like cool reveals, but that reveal was like.
It, like I wanted to be gagged. Like I wanted to be gagged and like it wasn't.
I was gagged, but in a like, who can, like someone had to be on like. Some crazy drugs to come up with this.
That's like, what I was like. Nobody could, no one could have figured that out.
I was like, this, it felt like they had like the night before, they were like, who is A? And they like,
they wait, what if?
Yeah. And then like chose the person and then wrote the plot around that person and it didn't make any sense. Anyways, this next song is a Megan pick.
This next song I picked because it just gives the vibe of, I think this is like my Allison song because, or actually, no, I take that back. This is my A song. This is my song for A.
Team A.
Because like you discover that A isn't just one person. A, people are working for A. Mm-hmm. And so this song is by Worthy Kids, Friends in Low Places.
I'm in my trailer, selling maggots in my ramshackle place. On that hallowed night when I lost my life, all I remember was the gleam of the night. I vanished with no traces. I got friends in low places. My body never found, but I made new friends here underground. I was chosen for a second chance in life. I am the watcher, now I watch for all of time. Face off with the faces. I got friends in low places. Oh, just another one in a long line.
Rock and roll.
That was fire. I like the laughing.
It's so good. That one's a banger. This next song is a Chloe pick.
Okay, this song is my Hannah song. I picked, as I normally do or try to, I picked songs for like each of the characters. Hannah is, I thought Spencer's my favorite character. I think towards the end, like she has like my favorite arc, but I think overall maybe Hannah's my favorite character. I just relate to her a lot. I love her so much. She's like the sassy friend. She's kind of like the dumb ditzy one, but you find out like, oh, she's actually, I think she's like the smartest one.
I think so too. Yeah, she's so smart.
Yeah, she's just a little like, she's smart and ditzy, which I feel like is me. And yeah, I love her a lot. She's like, in the beginning, she's like, oh, I'm the it girl, I'm the queen bee. But then she goes through this little emo phase when, spoiler alert, Allison comes back. Crazy. Allison was never dead. But Allison comes back. She has a whole identity crisis. She has a little emo phase, which is the part where I relate to her a lot because I like her style the most. We were talking about Arya's outfits earlier. I also love Hannah's emo outfits. But this song is because she's like ditzy and fun, but also has a little bit of edge to her. This is What the Hell by Avril Lavigne. That was What the Hell by Avril Lavigne. If you're tuning in towards the end, this is the Pretty Little Liars episode of Teletoons with Megan Chloe on WRUX B-Side Internet Radio.
Ew, that was good.
That was mouthful. It's like so many words.
It is. I try to just, you know, just spit it all out at once and hope that it's correct. Whatever. This next song that I have picked is just kind of sums up the, like, feminine anger, like the rage, like the drama, like everything in, like, I just think in the entire show, like, they're following all these girls going through this like crazy thing and figuring all these mysteries and like feeling all the emotions. So I picked this song. It's called The Feminine Urge by The Last Dinner Party.
Mastering the art of lying still.
That was sorry. I thought it was gonna be you saying it. That was my bad. That was The Feminine Urge by The Dinner Party. Or The Last Dinner Party.
The Dinner Party. That song was really good. I enjoyed it a lot.
Yeah, I love that one. It's just always fun when it comes on. It's just a fun one to sing too.
Yeah.
If you sing, whatever. We're coming to a close. We're coming to our last song.
I could talk about this show for another 2 hours.
Me too.
So
let's just stay in here. Whoever's next, like
I wish we could.
Me too. So this next one is a Chloe pick.
Yes. This will probably be our last song. This song is like such, if you know the scene I'm talking about, if you know, you know. It's such an iconic moment with Sobe. Is that how you say it?
Sobe. Spoby.
Spoby.
For some reason I thought it was Spoby. Spencer and Toby.
Spoby. I think you're right.
Spobies.
Spencer and Toby, I feel like they are the couple of the show.
It's true.
Because it's like they're star-crossed lovers. She's from a really like wealthy, well-to-do family. He has like all this like baggage and they're not supposed to be together, but he's her safe place. But he's like the bad boy from across the other side of the tracks.
Oh my
and
God, I love
the
Toby.
Scene is a very important scene for them. So this is Ride by Lana Del Rey.
Tom, Daddy, why I'm gone? Singing blues has been getting old. You can be my full-time baby, hot or cold. Don't break me down. Father made his life an art. Drink all day and we talk till dark. That's the way the road dogs do it, light till dark. Don't leave me now. I drive fast.
That was Ride by Lana Del Rey. That song just makes me think that you are riding a motorcycle off into the sunset and like with like your hands off the handlebars and you're just like,
that's beautiful.
Going free. But
and this has been Teletoons with Megan Clow on WAXB Southern Radio.
And this was our Pretty Little Liars episode.
Have a great night, everybody. Okay, wait, sorry. Goodbye, everybody.
See you next week.